That means this is my...
See who I come to surprise, my dear handsome friend. Wow, he speaks so well. And cheers to many years of friendship. Thank you to all my YouTube subscribers. And cheers to ERA for this surprising giant park. Favor Residence by Cocoland and Hong Leong. 399 units, TOP 2029. I'm so interested when I saw this advertisement.
The wait is over. 1 kilometer to Nanhua Primary.
Very good.
Walking distance to upcoming Jurong Town Hall and Pandan Reservoir MRT.
Sure or not? What? 800 meters to Jurong Town Hall. Hey guys, you got me sell or not? Never mind. I hope I'm wrong, but let me do the research for you. Okay, this is the location for your favorite resi, and I remember the side gate is somewhere here.
Fair.
Walk out, we cross the road, go up, turn, go up again to here, and we move there is 1.12 kilometer leh. Where got 800 meter? Never mind.
Google.
The side gate is around here, and the MRT entrance is somewhere here. See, 40 minutes eh, 1 kilometer eh.
8 minutes walk.
Zun bo. 8 minutes ah. Do you know how fast you need to walk or not? 1 kilometer in 8 minutes is 7.5 kilometer per hour leh.
Let's see This is 7.5 km per hour You do this for 8 minutes, then you reach your MRT When agents say you can walk, means you can walk.
Wow, tired, yeah. You're very bad, eh. You all assume all the Clementinians big legs, strong legs, If you can do this every day, your leg confirm like Roberto Carlos. And from here, you need to walk and take car, take bus, and walk again. And it will reach my favorite 10N shopping mall in 39 minutes, Now I understand if you stay in this area, you'll go to your IMM mall, West mall, or the West side one, You won't go to my favorite shopping mall anymore. Very good, Got 399 car park lots. What a thoughtful developer. Not like some developments, like Novo Place. Sorry, I like to make fun. Because Novo Place only got 53%. Car park lots leh.
Which is ridiculous.
Now let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. GoldenLand got it at $900 per square feet per plot ratio. What say cheap like da bian xia. Fair lah, here got nothing. But you can swim and take river boat to your CBD to work. Total there are 3 bidder. Wow, Centauri only bid for 728 per square feet lah. I think they thought this is easy, man. And GoldenLand got it 8.9% higher than second bidder. Anything less than 10% good lah. If developer overpay then you will overpay as well later on. So at $900 per square feet per plot ratio, how much will developer sell their 3 bedrooms average price at? So if you add in all the fee, fair and fees with their 15% profit margin, they can actually sell their units at around $1,850 per square feet only.
Come on lah.
This is at the end of Clementi leh. Where got such price? And everyone knows that Clementinians got nothing. They only
got money.
And they got one more thing that many of you don't have. They got strong legs. Now let's look at site plan. Wow, many blocks 3 swimming pools. If you think swimming pool too small, you can swim at the Sungai Ulu Pandan, which is about 20 kilometers long. Huh? Where is my favorite tennis court?
Boo, minus point.
Now let's look at the unit mix. 2 beta consists about 20% of the entire project. 3, 4, 5 beta, 80%. Well, it's very rare to see this kind of percentage. That means this is targeted to family. And this one, I give point. You don't want to buy something investment type. Then all tenanted, then they change tenant every 2-3 days.
Some 2-3 hours.
Now is the important part of the video. I'll be sharing what's the developer indicative price and my average price per square feet. And this is like 5 floors So my average price is on the level 3 lor. 2 bed, 2 bath, 646 square feet. Take note, aircon ledge, non strata. It means that your aircon... That means this project is harmonized. Means that your aircon ledge is not calculated in the built-in area. And if you still don't understand all this harmonization thingy, never mind. I have put in the old version for you for easy reference. You see your Huawei here, good right? Clap a clap until I can hear. Which means this size is roughly 678 square feet in the old calculation. Which means 5% more lah. Aircon ledge is around 5% of the total size. Starting from 1.29 million, my average 1.31 million, 2030 per square feet. And if you want to compare to the resale projects, which is the old calculation, pre-harmonization, then you minus 5% from the per square feet, which gives you 1,930 per square feet. So from this video onwards, your Huawei leader will do the harmonization price and the old calculation price, which is the pre-harmonization times. 3 bed, 2 bath, 797 square feet. Previously, the size should be about 840 square feet. Take note, this kitchen can only induction. Cannot walk hay.
Cannot eat fried rice. Ha ha ha.
Starting from 1.59 million, my average 1.61 million, 2020 per square feet. Pre-harmonized will be 1920 per square feet. If you want to walk hay, I saw this layout. 3 bed, 2 bath, 818 square feet. Pre-harmonized should be about 860 square feet. This is an open concept kitchen with a window here. So I'm not sure whether you can box this up to become an enclosed kitchen so that you can walk hey ma. Creative right? But I really don't know whether it can be done I don't have the price for this, so I'm going to guess. Average 1.68 million, 2050 per square feet, 1950 per square feet for the old calculation. But I know some of you scaredy care.
Maybe cannot walk hay.
Then you spend more money to buy this size. 1033 square feet. Old calculation should be 1087 square feet type. This one enclosed kitchen. Confirm can walk hay.
Proper kitchen. Can walk hay. Very nice.
I do have the starting price. I'm going to guess. Average 2.17 million. 2100 per square feet. Old calculation 1995 per square feet. Take note about my average price. It looks cheap right? Because it's level 3 ma. Next layout is for Hua Kui with limited budget. 4 bed 3 bath 1119 square feet. The old type should be around 1173 square feet. Confirm can walk hey. Starting from 2.39 million, my average 2.42 million, 2160 per square feet. Old calculation 2050 per square feet. Wow, you got more money to hao lian ah. Can 5 bed 4 bath 1485 square feet. The old one should be about 1550. Starting from 3.19 million, my average 3.24 million, 2180 per square feet. Old calculation 2070 per square feet. Now let's talk about school, because school is very important for your resale value. And the good news to you, you have your Nanhua Primary, where every year parents will try and anyhow buy just for their kids to enter the school. Having a strong, powerful leg like Mr. Bom Bom starts from young.
Where's your strong legs?
Very strong
You just need to walk 930 meters to your school. A fun fact for Clementinians, all the condo projects are minimally 400-500 meters from the MRT station. Even those not near MRT station, like Clement Canopy, Clavon on your right side, or your below, your Twin View, your Park Rivera, and your Whistler Grand, they all perform well. So Clementinians are a special breed of people. They do not need MRT one. They just need to be in Clementi Canopy. Now is the important part. I'm going to share whether Faber Residence indicative price is good or disgusting. I have three projects in mind, but actually one of them is the right comparison. I just do the other two
just for fun.
So for the two fun projects, number one is opposite you, Park Rivera 2019, which is 6 years old, 752 units. Although it's very nearby, also got 1 kilometer to Nanhua, but it's not a very apple to apple comparison because this is high rise and has almost double the number of units. Wow, many transactions. 314 profitable, 0 unprofitable. 2 beta 8 years 350,000. 1 beta 8 years 193,000.
You just sold earlier lah.
Guys, take note, 1 beta is just a stepping stone to your next better one. So buy one quickly, sell after SSD, buy the next one ready low. Why wait until today? You're wasting time, wasting opportunity. People big Hua Kuih, you big what? Tutu Kuih. 4 beta, 8 years, 634,000. Very good. Now let's look at the 3 bedroom transactions. And because this is high rise and you want to compare to your favor we can only find low floors transaction Not bad, I found level 5, 3 beta, 1566 per square feet, 1.45 million. So let's use about $1,550 per square feet. Now let's do the math together. Park Rivera currently is 6 years old. By the time Faber Resi completes in 2029, there will be 10 years gap. So $50 per year gap means $500 per square feet difference. So if you are using $1,550 plus $500, it will give you $2,050. And take note, this is the old calculation. So for harmonize, you plus 5%, $2,150 per square feet as the value for Faber residence. Let's use one more fun project, Whistler Grand, which is the newest project there. Whistler Grand 2022, 3 years old, 716 units.
Huh?
Very weird recent transactions. They are all like 1 beta, 2 bed, 1 bath, don't have 3 beta one. Weird. 192 profitable, 0 unprofitable. Very good. 1 beta, 4 years, 92,800. Not too bad. 4 beta, 6 years, 831,000. Ooh la la. Wow, this person big the Hua Kuih, big I saw the last 3 beta transacted was in May. 3 bed, 3 bath, 6 years, 660k. Per year 100 lah. But
many of you, you may want to say, ah yeah, this is pre-COVID ma.
Yeah, you are also correct lah. Now let's find a 3-bedder and below 5 floors. This is the closest March 3-bed 2 bath, 1950 per square feet, 1.87 million. So let's benchmark 1009 per square feet for a lower floor. Now let's do the math together. Whistler Grand right now is 3 years old. By the time Faber done is 7 years old gap. So $50 per year gap. So if we benchmark 3-bedder Whistler Grand at 1009 plus another 350, Faber Resi should be selling at $2,250 per square feet. And take note, 2250 is old calculation. So you change it to Harmonize, you plus 5%. Faber Resi should be around 2,300 plus per square feet. Take note, these two projects are for fun only because it has 1 kilometer to Nanhua, but both are high rise and the number of units is almost double than Faber. So for a better comparison, I'm just using the one beside Faber Resi. Waterfront at Faber, 2017, 8 years old, 199 units. This one everything the same except it has 200 units lesser. Not many resale transactions. Before I tell you why, if you know anyone who is staying at Waterfront at Faber,
just delete them from contact list and never meet them again.
59 profitable, 0 unprofitable. 4 bedroom dual key, 9 years, 567,000. 2 bedder, 11 years, 300. Boo. Don't know 1 or 2 bedder, 11 years, 200,000. This one deserves to be slapped by your dog. The main reason why Waterfront at Faber is boo boo
shit de la shit
is because of its layout. When I check from 99.co, hey brother, you see, I promote 99.co eh. Invite me to your event eh, let me share some jokes. Look at their floor plan. The 2-bedder got loft, 3-bedder got loft, everything got loft, this got loft, that got loft. Please don't buy anything what need to climb up the stairs to the bed. What if you miss a step and you conca kel how? So it's not worthy. We are Asians, we don't like to climb up, climb down. Conca kel is endgame eh, GG liao eh. That's the reason why it don't perform well,
because of stupid layouts.
The other project that I can think of, which is the worst, one of the worst performing with MRT station in the east. If you have friends who have this project, please end your relationship with them. Urban Vista. Alamak.
Another shit de la shit.
But as your hawker leader, you know I care for you. So for all the owners of Urban Vista and Waterfront at Faber, all the shit de la shit one, the market is so good. Take this time to sell to the next high so that you can buy a better one. Now let's look at the 3-bedder per square feet. Somewhere in Fab, 3-bedder about 1500 per square feet. Now let's do the gap together. Shit de la shit Faber is 8 years old, so by the time Faber completes, there are 12 years gap. So $50 per year gap means $600 per square feet difference. So if you are using 1500 per square feet as a benchmark, you plus 600, that will give you $2100 per square feet. And because that's an old calculation, you need to convert back to harmonization. 2200 per square feet as Faber price. Now let's summarize. I don't like the location. That got nothing one eh. You want to eat, you want to drink kopi peng, teh peng, don't have one. But you can get very fresh sashimi there because you can fish at the canal. And you need to walk this speed to reach your MRT in 1 kilometer leh. Luckily, you have 1 kilometer to Nanhua, and that's the reason I give 5.5. Launch pricing, I like Coco Land. They bought the land cheap, and yet you can see their indicative price is very decent. So if they're going to stick to their indicative price and the per floor jump is not disgusting, I'm going to give 8.5. Exit strategy, anything in Clementi all make money. No MRT also make money. Got MRT also make money. No Nanhua also make money. And since the launch pricing is good, I'll be giving 7. Overall service score, 7 stars. Now on, let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I'll be guessing 90% and my wife 80%. This is my company's number, 86060670. The year is ending, but many of you still do not know what is my upcoming top new launch. If you don't want to miss out, do subscribe and I will see you in the next video.
Welcome to my giant store room.